I thought this was a good way to remember my dad and also to put together over the 1,000 columns that he had written so that we would have them for, you know, future generations. But I think Mary Stewart, you know, she is the head of the History, Philosophy, and Newspaper Library, and she said it best when we talk about what the Farmers Weekly Review offers, having done this project, what we're able to do now for the future. She said that, you know, it gives you a rural glimpse into the life of the Midwest, and it's a resource material for, you know, understanding the social, the commercial, and the cultural lives of Illinois farmers. And these newspapers contain a wealth of information on the history of farming and the practices and how much it's changed with technology. And you're able to see that in over these 80 years of documentation in the Farmers Weekly Review. And, you know, if I want to remind you, Jeff, we're also looking. We have almost the entire history of the newspaper. But what's more importantly, we're missing from 1921 to 28 in order to have the entire complete set. So that's why we did this and why we're excited with technology today that everybody can source this throughout the world now and read it.
Well, let's talk about that history in Will County. Do you think people had a misconception about agricultural history in Will County and think because it's so close to Chicago area that there wasn't dozens and dozens of cornfields?
I think, you know, if you lived in Chicago, it was urban life, and it was so different from the rural life, which, and both were changing, you know, at a rapid time, you know, during that time. So I think that what this helps do is create an understanding of what went on in the farmer's life or what went on in agriculture at that time. So I think that there's an appreciation on both parts. And then as this land became made into communities and homes were built on it, we lost some of those fields to that, and we became a much more large urban area. So I think we're able to read from these newspapers that transition and that change.
Well, talk about what people who are not familiar with your father's columns, the tone or flavor they had on them and what they meant in each issue of the Farmers Weekly Review.
What my dad did as an extension educator, really, is that in these columns, and like I said, he wrote over 1,000 over a long time, that they were about his dedication to the life of the people he served as an extension educator and a farm advisor. And what happened here is he was helping people understand themselves and the world they lived in. And that's whether this was the farmers and what they were dealing with was the crops and the changing of seasons, all of the things for them to be successful as farmers, as well as some of the urban people who were dealing with gardens in their homes or having, you know, changed over from a rural to an urban area and all the things that go with that. So he mentored many people throughout his lifetime. My dad, he loved his job. You know, it's whether my dad was helping raise money to build Francis 4-H Field or he was trying to maintain 4-H Camp Shawanossie or organizing people for a farm progress show which occurred in our state. So these are the things that you hear and read about in his column.
And one thing that inspired me to pursue this is my dad worked for the Will County Soil and Water Conservation Service in the early 60s and knew your dad working down the hall from him. And you mentioned Camp Shawanossie. I attended there when I was a kid.
Oh, my gosh.
And my dad recalls your father being just a fun person to being around, bubbly, telling jokes. And I wonder if you could talk a bit about if some of that came out in the columns or maybe just a little bit about the character that we might see and read in some of those columns.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. Your dad was spot on. People who knew my dad, they used to refer to him as AA, and they would describe him as your dad did, that he was a fun person to be around, often telling jokes. I guess a good person that I remember writing a lot about my dad was Gene Malone, and he worked with and knew my dad over 27 years, and he described my dad, I just copied a few of his words. He said that he was a good citizen, a friendly neighbor, a confidant, and an advisor to thousands. He gave of himself without, you know, any thought of return. My dad worked pretty hard, but he really enjoyed life while he was doing that. And Gene probably summed it up best. He said, Andy could be brisk without being impatient, tense without getting rattled, irreverent without being disrespectful, and critical without being unkind. I remember growing up with Andy as my dad, and I would describe him as a no-nonsense type of guy, but direct to the point, but always, you know, having that bubbly side and, you know, good for a story anytime.
What else would you want to add about your father's legacy and what you hope to see preserved in these publications?
I think that, you know, these publications take us on a journey kind of down memory lane. They give us information about daily lives. These publications, I think, are a link to our past and a real bridge to our future. Most importantly, I think older publications are a gift to us because they're histories to be passed on, you know, to future generations of farmers, 4-H'ers, citizens, families of all communities. I think one of the biggest things is about my dad's last column that was written in 1985, and it was published after his death, and I think it was most visionary that what my dad had written in this last column, and I think it has meaning for us today, those, you know, like I say, who live in front of their computers and their TVs and feel like we're on a very fast track. My dad wrote in this column, and I think of it often now, and it's one of the things I still carry with me, and I think it has value for everybody. My dad said in his last column, "Some of us may have forgotten how to find simple things charming. We should take time to enjoy little things. Take a walk, watch a bird, take a deep breath of fresh air, smile, and wave to someone." So when I remember my dad, I remember his last words of his final column, and I think it has value for us today. And I tell my children, and my children will tell their grandchildren.